have Mr. Ehrlichman now for you, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Thank you. On the line, sir.
Thank you. Hello.
John.
Yes, sir.
I've been thinking some more about the Peterson thing. I haven't, you haven't heard from Schultz today.
No, I'm going to see him at 1 o'clock.
Yeah. On reflection, you know, considering the ability of the fellow and the rest, maybe I'm being a little too hard in that respect. I mean, you know, ability and imagination is hard to come by, and the guy does have a hell of a contribution to make. Do you think we should let Schultz have as a backup position the... All right, Commerce, if he'll take it under the circumstances that we've suggested.
It's entirely up to you. It's a question of what you'd be comfortable with, I think. And
well, if I don't have to see him.
I understand.
That's the point, you see, and that's that had occurred to me with the reorganization.
That's true.
That's true. This is something.
Well, let me do this. George and I are going to get together at 1.
Right.
And let me visit with him about it. He's undoubtedly talked to him some more, and we'll have a better feel of what the, you know,
right,
what the market is, so to speak.
Because even if he is going to be out there, he isn't in a place in Commerce that he could do any harm particularly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He can contribute in this whole east-west thing and the rest, and
right,
trade generally in ways that many others simply wouldn't have the understanding.
Okay. Well, let me indicate to George that that's a possibility.
Possibility.
Right.
That he can have that as a bargaining.
Righto.
Okay. Fine.
Good.